Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department and Gillette Police Department responds to a report from the public that two mountain lions were spotted on the southwest edge of Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Thursday morning, photos were captured on a resident's security camera near Bell Knob Golf Course that appeared to show a mountain lion and possibly a second one. The resident contacted the Gillette Police Department, which sent officers to the area. Gillette wildlife biologist Erica Peckham also responded. The responding officers and Peckham reviewed the photos and also found mountain lion tracks. A direction of travel couldn't be determined at the time. The photos are grainy and it's hard to distinguish clearly, but there might be two mountain lions in the photos, said Peckham. If there are two, this would suggest it is an adult female traveling with her sub-adult offspring. Local personnel will continue to monitor the situation. As of Friday afternoon, no further sightings have been reported. An adult male mountain lion was immobilized and relocated from Gillette on the evening of March 29th. Any sightings should be reported immediately to one of the following agencies so it can be investigated: the Gillette Police Department, the Wyoming Game and Fish Stop Poaching Hotline, or the Campbell County Sheriff's Office. Mountain lions can be difficult to locate in some circumstances due to their secretive and solitary nature and the large distances they regularly travel. Most of Wyoming is mountain lion and black bear habitat, and these animals periodically move through residential areas. Camplex unveils the first portion of their master planning process. On Thursday night at the Heritage Center Art Gallery, the first stage of the master plan was presented to the citizens of Gillette. For the past 2 months, Populous, a design firm headquartered in Norman, Oklahoma, that is partnered with Dowell, an engineering firm that has staff in Gillette, and CSL, an architecture firm, has been researching Camplex facilities to create a master plan. The first stage of the process included a survey offered to Campbell County residents to provide their opinion on the current use of the facilities, what types of events they want to be brought in, and what they think the vision for Camplex should be. They presented the findings of an online survey, which was completed by 403 respondents. The number one category of events wanted at Camplex, according to the results, were concerts and entertainment, which 85% of those surveys said was needed, followed by outdoor festivals, expos and trade shows, and meetings, rounding up the top four. Populous also surveyed 49 current and past event holders and 42 interviews of potential new users of event space. One of the key findings was the Wyoming Center has a 75% occupancy rate, which defined by Populous as setup, the event, and teardown time, time where space is occupied and is not able to be booked by other events. Executive Director Aaron Lyles told the key to moving forward is to find a clear vision for Camplex. He said he doesn't believe smart solutions can be made until there is a common vision. Lyles said,
I don't think we can get to smart solutions until there's a common vision. At one point in time, the common vision was this was the fairground.
He continued by saying those who bought into that common vision and were a part of making things happen probably feel slighted because there's anything else going on out there. He said the Wyoming Center activity proves there is a lot of potential for all types of events. The master planning process will move on to the design stage where new potential buildings and the use of current buildings will be discussed. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.